while the world whizzes by. Enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown and your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
I have a meltdown.
Oh, well, hold please.
In 3, 2, 1. Holy sh! It's time for another Johnny B. meltdown.
Go ahead, Glenn, let it out.
Okay, I am a driver at night, and I usually work about 70 hours a week, 35 hours a week.
All right.
They cut our hours down to about 35 to 40. How come, and because of that, we're losing pay, obviously, these people on unemployment and whatever else check they're getting, so say if they're a server, they get an extra $215.
Okay.
They're making almost $850 a week. Meanwhile, I'm sitting out here working with the general public and making a quarter of that.
Yeah, it's a bitch. That sucks,
so
Glenn.
It's not fair, and I'm really irked off about it.
You know what you should do? Well, you should do something to get yourself fired so you can get that unemployment, dude. It's a good career move.
Yeah.
Go punch your boss right in the face.
Yeah, he's a good guy. I've known him since middle school.
All right. I got you. Yeah. Yeah, it sucks, dude. I'm hearing a lot of stuff like that, Glenn, and it does suck. Now, I am one of those people on unemployment, but it took me, God, almost 6 weeks to get my first payout. So, and I don't think they're doing any back pay for me. So, yeah, I get it. And we're only part time here on the radio at night, so we're scraping by. I feel you, bro.
All right. Well,
later.
You guys have a good night.
You too, man.
Bye.
Drivers, man. They're the lifeblood right now.
They really are.
They really are. And shout out to the healthcare workers out there. I have gotten a little feedback from a couple of different healthcare workers in the hospitals. Pretty busy today compared to normal lately because they did reopen for elective surgeries. People are starting to show up at the ERs from what I'm hearing around the way because they've been made to feel safe, and they should. I know the governor came out today and he had a couple of doctors basically saying, look, it's super safe to come to the ER if you're having chest pains, if you're having abdominal pains, if there's something wrong, you break your leg, don't stay home. Mm. Go to the hospital for those things. The ERs are there for you, and you don't have to worry about catching COVID at the ER. I mean, you rarely hear of a hospital employee catching it. It happens, but
speaking of the governor.
Oh, yeah?
Great hair.
Yeah.
It never really occurred to me until I was looking at his face today, and I go, God, what a beautiful head of
hair.
He's
a good-looking guy.
Full head of hair.
Yeah.
There's honestly nothing I love more. No offense.
Thanks!
But it is just, like, nice, thick, brown hair. I love it!
Round hair?
Brown.
Oh, brown.
Brown hair, yeah.
Brown hair.
I was telling you earlier, I was going through all these old pictures that I found in the cloud that I had on my desktop when I was just pulling up files and stuff today, trying to get all my tolls taken care of. And man, I found a lot of old pictures of me from like the 90s where I had a full head of hair. And like, I'm showing Leah and she goes, wow, look at all that hair. And I go, you like that? You like that better? And she's like, no.
Now, I kind of thought you shaved your head for the look. Are you actually bald?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You have the horseshoe pattern?
Yeah. It sucks.
Yeah.
And I started shaving my head when the bald spot showed up. I didn't want to be one of those guys that waited.
Holding on too long.
Nah, dude. I ain't trying to do
no,
that.
That's a good look. And you always wear a hat anyways.
If I can, yeah.
Yeah.
And I always did before, you know. But sometimes I think I'd like to have my hair back, you know?
I love full thick hair.
So. Yeah, I don't want to do it for you.
It's the best.
Yeah. Not for you.
I know.
Not for you.
Shut up.
Oh. Shut up, huh? Swerve trick. I have a meltdown.
In 3, 2, 1. Holy sh! It's time for another Johnny B. meltdown.
And this is a repeat from yesterday. If you were listening to the afternoon broadcast, we've all been coming in on the weekends since the pandemic started. And I think the last 3 weeks has been kind of the same schedule. It's you and Will from 1 to 3, and then me, Will, Ben Swig, Isaiah from 3 to 7. And I did this meltdown yesterday because it was fresh in my brain because it was about Saturday. And I'll get to it. And I touched on it a little bit already tonight, but we got to be better about wearing these masks, folks. If you're going to wear them correctly. Now, if you're not wearing them because you don't care, it's not mandated at your job, if you don't care about other people when you go to the grocery store, whatever. But if you're going to wear a mask, don't wear it under your damn nose. It's lazy and dumb. Yeah. It's so dumb. And I actually had my favorite butcher from Publix called in yesterday because he heard me going off. And he wanted to make sure that I knew that it was important to his Publix to do this. And I'm not going to say what Publix I was at. I will not say which one I was at. But I saw people at the front bagging groceries and I saw a cashier with the mask just over their mouth. And I saw a manager 10 feet away. And I didn't say anything. I didn't want to be Karen, you know. I didn't want to do that. But I wanted, you know, like, I wanted to just, like, how do you say it to the manager and not sound like a little bitch? But go, hey, bud, I know you kind of running the ship here. And look, you guys are, you're my favorite.
You can always leave and call back.
I know, but man.
You know, then that way it's not face to face.
I wanted to, you know, how do you say, look, I'm still going to come here and I haven't been to a Walmart in 7 weeks because I feel safe here. You guys are the best. And you've done so many things to make it safe in here. But why wouldn't you just tell your employees to pull their damn mask up over their nose for their safety, for your safety, and just to make me comfortable and everybody else in here? You've taken so much precautions. You got arrows on the floor to walk the right. We're all walk one way. You're doing announcements every 5 minutes saying, everybody, please respect the 6 feet CDC guidelines.
You got the little shields.
Yeah, man.
Plexiglass.
They're doing good. They're doing very good. But then you see people not wearing their mask right. I saw somebody stocking shelves. Mask was around his chin. And I'm like, look, I get it. It sucks breathing in your own CO2 all day.
It is really hard.
It sucks.
I was even in, I think I was in Publix for maybe like 15 minutes yesterday, and yeah. I was struggling.
I was getting dizzy walking around Sam's Club for two reasons. I'm breathing in my own CO2. Second reason, I'm fat as hell.
Yes.
But like I talked to, you know, my girlfriend's a nurse. They work 12-hour shifts. They have a mask on the entire time. And she says, yeah, you start getting loopy from breathing in your own air all night long. And I know it sucks. And then I went to a Dunkin' Donuts yesterday. And I love it. I love Dunkin' Donuts. And I love the employees at this Dunkin' Donuts. They're awesome. But they all were wearing their mask under their chin like a handkerchief. It's like their boss told them you have to wear a mask. So they wore it and just immediately pulled it down. And I said something to one of them in a joking manner. I go, wow, I don't know if that's the way the CDC wants you to wear that mask. And she said, I put it on when we're not so busy. She goes, when we're busy like this, I need to breathe. And I'm like, when you're busy like this is when you need to put the goddamn mask on.
Right, right.
And I was like, God, man, please. If you could just wear it right. Just wear it right, man.
Would you prefer them not even have it on their face at all?
If you're not going to wear it right, don't have it on.
Don't waste it.
Because you're basically telling, it's not the waste of the mask. You're basically telling me, my boss told me to keep you guys and ourselves safe, we need to wear a mask, and I don't care. I mean, that's work uniform. If it's policy during the pandemic to wear a mask, wear it. Right. It's just stupid. Like, we have it in our prep, the COVIDiot lady that cut an actual hole in her mask so that she could breathe.
I like her.
And the
Smart.
guy. Oh, will you put that video up on the Johnny B Show page? Because it's hilarious. This moron lady, she has the whole nose and mouth cut out of her surgical mask. And this cashier is recording her. He goes, hey, what's up with your mask there? And she's like, yeah, I couldn't breathe the way it was. Just die. You know what I mean? Like, She deserves COVID-19.
What's that Carlin quote where he goes, imagine how stupid, you know, a portion of the population is,
yeah,
and realize that they're even dumber than that, or something like that.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Said it better than...
Of course.
It makes it a lot easier to breathe.
Of course it does.
I'm reading the other...
Yeah, you know what
captions.
Makes it hard to breathe? COVID-19. Jack
oh,
off.
Oh, man, that's great.
I know. People are stupid.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.